Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, okay, so did you all sort of have your little Bastille Day celebration? The most interesting thing about that whole experience for me was finding out yesterday that when they storm the Bastille, there are only 7 people there. Oops. we're going to liberate. Okay, there are 7 of you. Could you sort of stand apart so you look like a larger group? Could you imagine that? Storming the Bastille, and there's 7 people there. Oops. I guess you do what you need to do, and sometimes things work out lavishly well, and sometimes not so well. I just thought that was kind of an interesting thing. Today is Give Something Away Day. I think for it to count, it has to be something that you actually care about. Giving away your high school a report card, I don't think counts. I don't know. It sort of seems. And National I Love Horses Day, I don't think giving away your horse. I know people have actually given away horses. You know why? Manny, have you ever do ride? Have you ever ridden a horse?
I have never in my 31 years of life ridden a horse.
Do you know, for some reason I sort of assumed that. You could tell kind of from my question, right?
Yeah.
You are an urban child.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I grew up riding horses, and I had an uncle who actually was a cowboy who had a ranch. And I've gotten to ride. I grew up on a Western saddle, which is kind of like a chair, right, as opposed to an English saddle, which doesn't have the horn and doesn't have the high back on it. So it requires much more balance, and you're supposed to post, which is the getting, the moving up and down, as opposed to the horse moving up and down, moving you up and down. But since living on the East Coast, I actually had a friend for a while who had this huge horse. I mean, it was like 18 hands high, which is a very big horse. And she was terrified of it. It's a very nice horse, very gentle. So I got to ride that horse a lot because he wasn't getting any exercise because she wouldn't ride him. So I got to go up and ride that horse a lot. But I was in Mexico, and part of the experience was a riding the horses in the mountains. And nobody knew how to ride, and I'm not a great rider, to be quite honest. As I said, I grew up on a Western saddle, which is not considered, it's a working saddle, so it holds you more. It's not considered very classy. It's just very, very functional. So I got to lead the ride because I was the only one who knew anything. And in Mexico, the horses are not made, at least where I was, I'm sure that they are because they have beautiful hand-tooled saddles in Mexico. But where I was, the saddle was made out of wood, so it was like a little wooden seat, which is very functional, and but it's not real comfortable if you're bouncing around. I know you don't even want to think about this because you're not a rider. But at any rate, so you could give away your horse. The reason people give away horses is even though unless they're thoroughbreds, they're not often very valuable, and thoroughbreds are basically valuable for one of two things, either as racehorses, I suppose working horses, but working horses are not necessarily as valuable, or to go to stud if they have, if they've been very successful as racing horses. I suppose also because some of them are quite beautiful, but horses are basically a large organism that eats hay and poops and costs a lot of money. So a lot of people, they're expensive to raise, they're expensive to ride, they're expensive to board. But they are wonderful animals. They really are. And there are a lot of groups that are now using horses with autistic kids and with kids who are developmentally impaired and so actually even schizophrenics because they kind of inspire trust. I mean, horses are. A lot of people think that horses are not too bright, but they're still lovely animals. And as I said, I had experience over the weekend of dealing with a very different kind of horse than I grew up with, which is I grew up with working horses, but they were working horses that basically herded cattle and things of that sort. These are plow horses. These are Clydesdales and Belgians, and they are big, strong, very good-tempered, you know, very un-diva-like horses, and look completely different. I mean, they still look like horses. I should probably also admit that I have a horse in my living room. It's not a real one, but just, you know, for purposes of transparency. But for some reason, I had the sense that you probably had not been on a horse. Have you ever ridden a camel?
Oh, goodness, no.
I guess if you haven't ridden a horse, you're not going to ride a camel.
Yeah, no.
What about an elephant?
No.
We're kind of moving our way through the quadruped world without much success, huh? Well, horses are the three are the easiest to ride. Elephants are kind of interesting, but they're you can slide off of them pretty easily just because they're so big. Mm-hmm. And camels spit at you, and they have very bristly kind of skin. So, and, you know, I like riding. I don't do it very much anymore. I just don't have the access to it. But so there you go. All right. So that's a long kind of discussion about Happy Give Something Away Day and National I Love Horses Day. I think, considering that there's really nothing there. For some reason, I had the sense that you probably were not our lonesome cowboy.
Yeah, it's not something I've done.
I can hear there's before. Not a great urge to do it anytime soon.
Well, I would consider it if the opportunity presented itself, but it's, I don't know if it's ever something I've thought about going all out of my way to try and
do. A dude ranch is not on your bucket list.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Actually, at the party I was at over the weekend, somebody actually asked if they could do a selfie, which, you know, they drive me sort of nuts. And a friend of mine who sort of caught into this much well before I did said, the problem about everybody having, a camera was, a camera's one thing, because when someone points a camera at you, you're at least either prepared to look adorable or to look away. When somebody's got their phone, everybody's got a phone. And so you really have no control over it. So you have all these pictures floating around of yourself doing who knows what, looking terrible. And there's just, I don't think there's anything to be done about it. You can't actually say, I wish you wouldn't do that, because then you just look like, I don't know, a creep or something. So somebody actually asked to have their picture taken with me. And it's almost impossible to say no. And it's probably one of the least things I like to do in the whole world. I'd probably rather go to the dentist than get my picture taken. But And I do both, but someone, they did say that it was on their bucket list, so that made me feel somewhat better, I guess. Have we done a bucket list question ever? Have we ever done that?
I think we did a long time ago. Yeah.
Maybe it's time to do a bucket list again. You know, what's on your kind of, maybe we should have a pail list rather than a bucket list. You know, the kinds of things that, because I don't think people have bucket lists when they're like in their 20s, do you? I think the older you get, the more likely you are of a bucket list.
Right, yeah.
Well, we'll
I think we
it.
Did, was it, I think it was geographical bucket list, I think back in
I think you're like, right, February. I think you're right. All right, so you're right. Let's do a bucket list. Let's just say what's on your bucket list. You know, some guy had his picture taken with Joy for his bucket list. What's on your list?
Okay.
You don't even have to say that because that's, but it does give the notion of kind of minor things. I told you, it's like somebody sold my autograph on eBay, and it was only like, I don't know, $15 or something, and I thought, why would you sell my autograph? All you have to do is write to me, and I'll send it to you. I mean, I would just think, who knows? At any rate, so it is National Give Something Away Day. If you were going to give something away today, what would you give away?
Probably clothes.
yeah.
I would say clothes.
All right. Is there any? Are they still wearable, or are they kind of out of date? And you probably have some Madras pants, don't you?
Well, I've got some shirts I've got some shirts that are pretty nice, but I just haven't worn them in a while. You know,
good for you.
And it's like the thing you always talk about. You know, when you go buy a new shirt, you get rid of another shirt.
Yeah, you have to get rid of something. Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. When we come back, Manny, I want to ask you the question before we start in the Spanish Inquisition. This is our version of the Spanish Inquisition, which is when you're with a new woman, does she dress you differently than you dress yourself? All right. I mean, Manny's my bachelor guy. Well, actually, both Manny and Trevor, well, they're both in relationships, but they're both not married, so we'll talk about it when we return. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, to help you with whatever it is that's on your mind. All right, so we were asking Manny, when Do when you start dating a new woman, does she change the way you dress? Or are you a pretty good dresser?
I'm usually pretty good on my own.
Yeah, so you don't...
I haven't had to rely on her to help me with that or anything. She's pretty comfortable with my dressing habits.
So if you had to describe your look, how would you describe it? I know men don't actually do things like that, but are you preppy? Are you cash? Are you businesslike?
It depends on the day, I guess. If you know, most of the time on the weekends, I try to keep it pretty.
All right. So, what are you wearing now? I know that sounds like a porn question. What are you wearing?
Well, right now it's pretty like really, really, really casual.
Okay.
I'm wearing a Minnesota Twins T-shirt and some basketball shorts, basically.
So, you're wearing shorts? Good for you. Yeah. Well, and tennis shoes?
Yep.
All right, tell me you have white socks or no socks on, not black socks. You have black socks on?
I do have black socks on.
Manny, they wear black socks.
But they're ankle socks, though, so they don't show.
I hate ankle socks. Well, you and I are clearly not going to go out today. I hate ankle socks. I think they are really dumb. I mean, go barefoot. Go big or go home. I know. See, somehow my producers are so patient with me because you have to understand that we usually don't meet each other if ever. I have actually had some producers I worked with that I never met because they're in different cities. Most of my producers I meet at some point because I'm just curious that either they'll come here or I'll go there and we meet each other. And it's always one of those, it's kind of like, well, it's kind of like a blind date except not, because we've been working together and we sort of know all this stuff about each other, but we've never seen each other. Now, they sort of know more or less what I look like because my picture's all over every place. And I keep saying that that Manny and Trevor need to take a selfie and put it on the website, not only for you guys as listeners, but so I know what they look like too. I mean, I have a general idea, but I couldn't pick them out of a crowd. So, but there is that sense, and my previous producers have referred to it as joydar. You know, that I sort of know things, like asking him about horses. I mean, there is something that kind of. That there's a vibe that's sent out. And my purpose is not to embarrass the guys at all, because I have to work with them. I mean, it's kind of a counterproductive strategy to have your producers mad at you. But there is something kind of tantalizing about bumping into some information that you're not sure why you know it, but you know it. So, all right, take your little black ankle socks. All right, today is the day in history that the Rosetta Stone was found in the Egyptian village, strangely enough, of Rosetta, by Pierre-François Bouchard during Napoleon's Egyptian campaign. And we know why the Rosetta Stone is important, right? Do you know why the Rosetta Stone is important, Manny?
Not really. I've heard of it, but I don't
It basically
know the specifics of it.
It has three different, well, I'll tell you, because I think most people know in general, but don't know specifically. There are three different scripts. They have an ancient Egyptian hieroglyph, you know, which is the pictures. The middle portion is called Demotic script, and the lowest is ancient Greek. And so basically, it's kind of like a translation of the same text in three different scripts. So it tells you how to understand Egyptian hieroglyphics.
Hmm.
So it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
When people were trying to learn an ancient language, when I first started in the year, I started on the year in Boston, I would suggest that they went to Harvard Square and bought Reader's Digest. And you could get it then. You could get it. They had Reader's Digest in different languages. So you could buy it in English, and then you could also buy it in French or Spanish or Russian. So you could get the same text and compare it. And it was a kind of quick and dirty way of teaching yourself a language. Well, the Rosetta Stone essentially was that. Supposedly it was done in 196 B.C. On behalf of Ptolemy V, which is very cool. I mean, if you think about it, we would not have any idea about what the hieroglyphics meant without the Rosetta Stone. Hmm. So there we go. It's a stela, which is just means a, you know, a piece of stone, essentially, inscribed with the decree. And it's kind of like, you know, if you've ever gone through customs and they have, or a bank, well, they'll have the same message in three or four or five different languages. And that's what this was. It was a decree that was in the three separate scripts. Okay. Not very big. It's 45 inches by 28 and a half inches by 11 inches. Hmm. But it's it was huge. It's the original is in the British Museum right now.
Okay.
There's a big controversy about how much of Egyptian stuff is either in the British Museum or in the United States. And to a certain extent, Egypt is suing, has over the last 100 years or so, to get some of the stuff back, which I think I agree. And people said, well, they were saving it. But the idea is that the country in which it was found is probably the country in which it should be displayed. For example, we had the Temple of Dendur here in New York, and supposedly it was a gift from Egypt when they put in the Aswan Dam, but there's some question about whether it was a gift or whether it was kind of purloined. And Egypt is legitimately asking for stuff back. Egypt is kind of in a political turmoil right now, but I think they're right. In 1834, the Spanish Inquisition was officially disbanded after 356 years. Not the best part of human behavior. In 1870, I mean, think about 356 years for the Spanish Inquisition to exist. 1870, Reconstruction era of the United States, Georgia became the last of the former Confederate states to be readmitted to the Union on this day. In 1959, the steel strike led to significant importation of foreign steel for the first time in U.S. history. So you can see today is kind of a troubled day to a certain extent. In 1979, this is kind of interesting, Jimmy Carter gave his so-called malaise speech. He said the greatest threat to the country is the crisis and the growing doubt about the meaning of our own lives and the loss of unity of purpose for our nation. But he never actually used the word malaise. Well, he's a Southern man, and that was probably, we don't use foreign terms very much. In 2003, AOL, Time Warner disbanded Netscape. The Mozilla Foundation is established on the same day, and Twitter was launched 3 years later, 2006, become one of the largest social media platforms in the world. So if you think about it, if you look at the Rosetta Stone and Twitter as kind of opposite ends of, you know, of the same spectrum, for the same reason that we're, what, done 207 years apart? I mean, that's kind of an interesting way of looking at it, don't you think?
Yeah,
I mean, that's a lot of change in 207 years. And the Spanish Inquisition existing for over 350 years is still sort of stomach-churning. All righty, if whatever it is that's on your mind, 855-993-7569. This is the day in history where you give me a call. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com. /Dr. Joy Brown Show.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful, but creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Calvin, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Joy. I really enjoy your show, and I'm looking forward to your advice on my concern for today. Hi. I am, hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, I'm 51 years old and have had a successful sales career for most of my adult life in healthcare services and pharmaceutical. There was a downturn in 2008, and I got laid off from a major pharmaceutical company. Since then, I've, because I was given severance pay, I bought a few rental properties and have acted as a landlord since then. It's really been a drop in income and a real, just a drag in dealing with tenants and not getting paid and looking to move into getting a job again, if you will, with an employer.
Okay.
And for the last 6 months, since the beginning of this year, I've really, really, really made an all-out effort to secure employment and have not been successful. I've had my resume tailored professionally or paid a service to, you know, get a couple of versions of my resume out there. I've been applying every day, you know, 3 or 4, 5, 6, 10 applications online a day for sales, various sales positions, customer service positions, and even gotten to the point where I've been applying for just jobs, kind of like just to keep the lights on. And I had just gotten rejection. And it has been so depressing. Today when I woke up, I just looked in the mirror and said, I cannot get a job. And I said, I can't say that. But I've actually sold myself now, like, I'm not going to be able to get a job.
All right, well, I hear that. Look, looking for work is probably second only to looking for a date. Because, you know, looking for a date is, do you love me? Looking for a job is, do I have any value to you? And so they're both very, very tough situations. Tell me what you're, are you single or married?
I'm divorced. I've been dating a woman for almost a year now. And a few weeks ago, I told her, I said, look, given my circumstances, I just don't think I'm in a position to even be dating right now. And she, you know, she got very upset and, you know, let me be stand by you. It's not about money and all those things. I just don't even feel manly right now.
I hear. She didn't understand that. Well, I mean, I think that's that she's afraid. I think she's afraid, number one. She's afraid she's going to lose you. She's afraid maybe that's not the real issue. She's afraid maybe you've found someone else. So I think she's, look, right now you need to focus your energies on you. And look, at some point it may be worth reevaluating the relationship. But for right now, I think you need to do what feels right to you. And if sort of being involved in a relationship and feeling like you have to keep up a certain level of facade of that. It just may be more than you can deal with right now. So just, I think it's okay to let it go. And the fact that she doesn't quite get it, it's unclear whether she doesn't get it or she doesn't like it. And sometimes we can confuse the two. Let's go back to the major issue. What is your perfect job? What is it that you'd really like to do?
I enjoy selling in the healthcare arena. As I said, I've worked for two major pharmaceutical companies. The market has come back very strong. They've been hiring representatives. I've had contacts with people that are in the industry. And one sales manager said the fact that I'd been out of healthcare sales now since 2008 was really a red flag for him. Mm-hmm. He didn't really want to take a chance on that, even though I've got more than 15 years of successful.
Okay. All right, but I think that's going to be the issue is the interval. So, all right, so it seems to me that what we need to do is figure out something to do to sort of deal with that issue, because it's going to come up everywhere of, you know, what have you been doing for the last 7 years? It happens sometimes to women who are out of the job force because they've had kids, and nobody necessarily looks at that as, oh, well, that's okay. You know, you were doing something else. Is there any other explanation that you can give? Is that did you take any classes during that time? Do you have elderly parents? Did you do some traveling? Is there anything we can do to kind of soften the notion, or at least explain the notion about why there's been that amount of time that you've taken off?
Well, I mean, as I said, when I stopped that because I got laid off, I did get severance, and I bought several, you know, rental properties, and I've been ostensibly a landlord, and that's been
Then I think what you're going to do is, instead of saying I got severance and I took the time off, I think what you're going to say is I pursued an entrepreneurial kind of avenue. You don't have to be any more specific than that. It's true. I would leave the word severance off, because the idea of severance is he's just going to work long enough until he gets some, you know, that he's not really interested in the work. He's not a team player. He's not a work, you know, he's not a workaholic. And believe it or not, companies, even though they say they don't want workaholics, definitely want workaholics. So what you're going to do is, instead of, and you need to look at that, whatever your resume says, whoever's you paid all this money to do your resume, it should say, I pursued entrepreneurial avenues, that it's something I'd always wanted to do. And the downturn in the economy gave me an opportunity to do it, and I've gotten that out of my system. And what I'm now feeling is I'd like to get back to a more people-oriented kind of thing. All right, because people want an explanation. They don't want to have to figure out, especially when they're looking at a whole bunch of applications, some explanation about why they should hire. You have to provide that for them. So rather than saying, as I said, I would take the word severance out completely and just say that you'd always wanted, that you'd been a salaried employee for your entire career and you really wanted to pursue an entrepreneurial pathway. And then you can explain. And the word entrepreneur is so broad that it really doesn't, I think it's an acceptable term that doesn't really mean anything specific. And if they ask, you can say, well, I don't, you know, I was always interested in real estate and maybe owning rental property. A number of people have said that that was a great thing to do. And it turns out to be something that was interesting, but I don't feel passionate about it, okay? Because you're going to have to give some explanation about what happened there. Because otherwise they're going to say, did he have a drug problem? Did he have a breakdown? And you don't want any of those questions to enter into anybody's mind. It's one thing if you've, it's like a date, Calvin, that you don't want red flags going up before you've gotten your first meal over with, because you just dumped that person. It's one thing if you've been with that person for 4 years and they run into the problems and you think, well, yeah, but we have this experience together. And as I said, that getting a job is kind of like getting a date, only slightly different, but you don't want red flags at the beginning, because red flags at the beginning means you will not get farther than the beginning. So this is a legitimate, honest, accurate way of describing this. Of, you know, I decided to pursue something else for a while. I'd always wanted to do it. In my particular case, I could explain it, which was also true, that for 5 years I'd been doing psychology on the air and was the fun psychology or being on the air, and I had to find out, so I did a news program for a year and a half, which I loathed. So as long as you can give somebody an explanation about why you did something different than their expectation of what made sense for you to do from their perspective, you're going to be okay. So that's the first thing I would do. Take the word severance off, put entrepreneur in, say that this was something that you'd always wanted to pursue, and what you missed was the one-on-one contact of sales. All right, because then that makes some sense to them. Then the thing to do is to find some kind of job in sales that may not be... I think what I would do at this point is kind of a double-pronged approach. One is the job certainly makes no sense not to pursue the perfect job, which may mean going back to if you had a particular mentor or supporter at one of the companies you worked for, or somebody who'd come after you, go and talk with them, and I would make an appointment rather than sending a resume to begin with, because a lot of jobs are just done strictly by internet. There, you know, you have to get to a certain point before you get the interview, and you want to use the personal contact that you had to say, listen, I did what I'd always wanted to do. I ran my own business, and you know, I was moderately successful at it, but I really miss the interaction. I miss the, you know, the dealing with the public. I missed having colleagues. I'm really ready to get back in there. I would also explore taking a course, for example, in modern pharmacology or something, so you can show that you're up to date in the information, that this is something you're actually interested in. It also will bring you up to date. So I would use the personal. I would take a course. I would change the description of the hiatus, and I would use some personal contact. On the other side, what I would do is figure out something to do that is allied but not perfect. Maybe doing something in sales that, and the thing about sales positions is quite often they're commission based, so you may be able to convince somebody. And I would do the same wrap of, you know, I was in sales for a long period of time, really loved sales, but wanted to, you know, before I was too old to do something else, I wanted to try being an entrepreneur. It was interesting, but clearly, I want the social contact. I want colleagues. They put you on hold, and we'll talk a little bit about how to do that parallel kind of thing. All right? Put you on hold. Back to you in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Have intimate dinners for two turn into grabbing, boring takeout on the way home? I know the feeling. I used to love cooking dinner for that special someone. You'd spend hours leafing through recipe books and driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But between kids, career, commutes, there's just no time. That's why I love Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking but have no time for shopping and no patience for it. Just go to tryplated.com and choose from exciting new chef design recipes each week. Next, the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything's delivered straight to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm-fresh veggies, spices, everything you need, including parchment paper, on the date you choose. And your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. I just love that. Remember, all you need is about 30 minutes and Plated to rekindle those intimate dinners. Hurry over to TryPlated.com now and get free shipping with your first order. Go to TryPlated.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Calvin, who had a very successful career as a salesperson with Big Farm. And then when the downturn came, he got laid off and was really fairly self-reliant. He had some severance, and he got into to real estate and being a landlord. And is now deciding he'd really like to get back to where he was, and has sent out resumes. And I don't know, how do you describe that 7-year hiatus on your resume?
I did establish a company, an LLC, and my job title is business development rental property manager, and all my duties and, you know, all the things that I do and what I've done currently. So no differently than any other job, except for the fact that I don't say entrepreneur in it. But except for the fact of that, you would think I just worked at any other outside company.
Well, what I would do is I would point out, because it's such a departure from what you were doing, I would put a line on your resume. I don't think the resume is exactly the most effective way of explaining the hiatus. But
right.
Given the fact that a resume is what a lot of people demand before they'll see you, I would just put a line that said, "While I love sales, I decided this was an opportunity to try entrepreneurship." Because that makes a little more sense to somebody than, geez, he was in sales and now he's doing business development. You know, where's the overlap? What's he talking about here? So I would actually put it in there because I think it's an easier transition for people to follow. So we went over that. Then in addition to that, what I would do, so I would find any personal contacts I had. I would try and go see them in person. And if they don't have something, say, "Look, do you know anybody that's hiring right now?" And just use every contact you can think of, especially if there's somebody who thought well of you. In addition, what I would probably do is look around and see what other sales jobs are available. And I would divide that into two different categories as well. One is, as you know, sales, a lot of salespeople feel that sales is sales. You're selling yourself rather than the product.
Right.
But it helps to believe in the product. So, I mean, whether you're selling radio advertising or newspaper ads or used cars or bubblegum machines, so where you're getting back into, which again makes the association that I miss sales. I miss the contact with colleagues and with the public, and that's what makes my you know what rings my chimes or whatever. Okay.
I interviewed last week with an automotive dealership for an auto sales position. I haven't heard back from them. I felt positive about it. I feel positive about it.
Good.
They said that they'll
I'd call them back. And let me tell you, I've been in the position of both hiring and being hired. And let me tell you, as somebody who is hiring people, somebody calling back, not somebody who stalks me, but somebody who calls back and says, "Hey, listen, I really enjoyed meeting you. I would love if there's any things I can answer for you. In addition, let me know. Really looking forward to potential of working together." Never hurts, because if you've got two candidates that are more or less equally qualified, the one who seems to be more enthusiastic is going to have the edge, just because as an employer or as an employee, what you understand is that get up and go is what makes sales work. So I would not feel the least bit uncomfortable about calling back and saying, "It was a great interview. Anything else I can offer? Really looking forward to hearing from you. You know, yada yada." I wouldn't do it more than once, but I think doing it once is fine. I would where you've got some positive feelings going on here, in spite of the little sermon in the mirror this morning, I would probably try another couple places like that. And don't overlook volunteer activities. If you've got a particular charity or church organization that you're used to dealing with, of saying, "I've done some fundraising for them," or whatever, and because you're free for them, and I know that doesn't deal with the issue of income, but it deals with the issue of getting back into the field that you want to be in. And as I said, I would not overlook maybe taking a course in modern pharmacology, whatever it is. So what you want to do is present yourself as somebody who took some time off to do something that was really important to you, and you've now realized what's really important to you, and you just want to get back to it.
Okay. That sounds like a good game plan going forward. Do you have a quick, short answer of what I might say to the young lady that I've been seeing for almost a year to kind of get her to understand that?
This
is not about any other person coming into my life. My feelings for haven't changed. It's just right now. I'm just kind
all right. Let me ask you.
Up.
Are you willing to do? How often are you seeing her now?
Twice a week.
All right.
Once
what if you
week,
said
and once on the weekend?
What if you said, "Look, I'm just feeling." I'd be honest with her. I'd say, "Look, I'm just not feeling like I'm at the top of my game, and there's, I really care about you, and And I know as a woman that you feel like you want to be there for me, but I'm sure there are times in your life where you'd felt like you just didn't want to make the effort. And it's not that you didn't care about me, you just didn't feel like making the effort, and you didn't really want me to see what happens when you don't make the effort. And that's where I am right now. So rather than either continuing on the twice a week and once on the weekend, what I propose is, you know, we see each other like once a week, and I understand if that's troublesome for you, that you're allowed to opt out of this. But I don't want to lose contact with you, but I really don't feel like I can be at the top of my game, and I don't want this to be something that I have to apologize for in our relationship. I want me to be, if not the best I can be, at least better than I am right now. And I just, you know, I'm doing my caveman routine, and I feel kind of crappy. I have the sense as soon as things pick up a bit that you're going to be the first phone call, but I just don't want to have to apologize for a long period of time of being kind of off. And I would say that to her.
Do you have a podcast? Because I'd love to find it.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Would that quote unquote be okay for me to pull your answer?
Absolutely. You may want to memorize. You don't even have to memorize. You could just, because I think it's true. But yeah, the podcast will be available. What, Manny? In about 10 or 15 minutes. Just go to drjoy.com.
And I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Calvin, listen, just understand what you have to do is just package yourself a little differently than what you're doing. What you're saying is, okay, I got bounced, I tried something, I wasn't very good at it, so now can I go back to what I was doing? That's not compelling to somebody. Saying to somebody, I tried something I'd always wanted to do, and it was interesting, and it was okay, but it's not my passion. This is my passion, and this is why. I love selling. I love being around the public. I love having colleagues. I love the challenge. And, you know, I've gotten myself up to date in the industry. I took this class. And, I mean, even with the car salesman of saying, do you know what? I tried being an entrepreneur. It's not who I am. I'm a salesman. I love the challenge. I love the interaction. And, you know, and give the guy a call back.
All right. I appreciate it. You've been very helpful in giving me some direction on how to proceed forward. Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome. And if you need more pep talk, give me a call back, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.